Harper Audio presents Hard to Be Good, a Hard Ink Novella by Laura Kay. Performed by Jack DuPont. Love knows no distinctions. It only knows the joy of finding in another everything your soul needs to feel complete. Chapter 1. Jeremy Rixey stood in front of the ruins of half of the warehouse building he owned in East Baltimore, his home for the past 4 years, and wondered what the hell had happened to his life. As he carefully climbed up the pile of rubble, he didn't blame his older brother Nick or the other guys from Nick's former Army Special Forces team for what had happened. Not for his building being bombed by their enemies in the pre-dawn hours the morning before. Not for his tattoo shop being forced to close until the team's investigation finally ended. And not for turning his home into a boarding house for the team, their girlfriends, and the new allies they'd found in the Raven Riders Motorcycle Club. No, Jeremy didn't blame Nick for the conspiracy and chaos that whirled all around them. Because Jeremy felt like 10 kinds of hell for not being able to do more to help Nick in the fight. A fight that went all the way back to Afghanistan, where the same assholes that attacked his building had also ambushed Nick's team, injuring Nick, killing 7 others, and ultimately getting Nick and the other 4 survivors, Shane McCallan, Edward Easy Cantrell, Derek Mars DiMarzio, and Beckett Murda, kicked out of the army. Actually, it was worse than not being able to help. Jeremy was a damn liability. Stepping from the pile of broken bricks, crumbled concrete, and twisted steel onto what was